Now for some of your email about Friday's program. We aired a story about what motivates people to give money in times of disaster, in this case, money for China or Myanmar. Donations for cyclone victims in Myanmar have paled in comparison to the millions that poured in following the Asian tsunami of 2004. Some aid organizations say that's because few journalists have been able to report from Myanmar. I wanted to point out, writes Blaine Larson of Ogden, Utah, that the biggest reason there are few donations to aid Myanmar is that a lot of people feel the money would not reach the people in need. I wish I could help the people of Myanmar, but I'm afraid I would be helping the military junta instead. To another topic, we got a lot of mail about our segment on military wives pushing for better treatment for their husbands. We told the story of Tammy LeCompte and her husband, Ryan. He was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder after two tours in Iraq. Jack Friedland of Santa Rosa, California, wrote this, "One has to wonder about the mindset of a culture that continues to treat servicemen in such a deplorable manner. My little boy is coming home from Iraq. He's suffering from nightmares and God knows what. God help this country if he ends up getting the same treatment that this soldier got." And that little boy Mr. Friedland wrote about, he's 23 years old. Please send us your comments. You can write to us by visiting npr.org/contact. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.